We now bring to these microphones David James of David James Reports. By the way, David James Reports is a intricate part of our homepage on our website. You can go to the right-hand column, scroll down, and you'll see the icon that introduces David James Reports. You might want to check it out sometime. Issues that we'll discuss today or in future broadcasts will be put in that particular location on our website. But issues we've covered in the past, they're there as well. Articles that David has written on certain issues that the body of Christ needs to be aware of. You need to make that a almost weekly, in fact, maybe daily, look at what David has been helping us to get together and talk about. What I mean, he does the resource work. He digs in, finds out all the information, and then makes it easy for me. I just simply ask the questions and enter in sometimes in the discussion. So, David, I appreciate all of your work on this. You know, many topics that we've covered over the last couple of months are at that location there on the website, David James Reports. And often we don't cover them except one time, but news out of Colorado this week is connected to a discussion that we had a couple of weeks ago about homosexuality. Talk to me about it.
Well, that's right. When we have issues that come up frequently or seem to be escalating, I think it's good that we do return to them. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about Michael Sam, who was the first openly gay NFL draft pick in St. Louis. And also Matthew Vines came out with a book in April trying to provide a biblical case for homosexuality. So that was a couple of weeks ago we talked about that. Now we're getting reports of a Colorado bakery owner who was ordered to provide wedding cakes for gay couples. Now, in 2012, he declined to do that for the reception of two men because of his Christian faith. He offered to make anything else, so he didn't turn away their business. He just said he didn't want to provide it for this. And interestingly, these men were actually married in Massachusetts because Colorado banned gay marriage in 2006.
So then what was the response of the owner? I mean, this thing is still, is it not up in the air as to what the final resolution is going to be?
Well, he was ordered to change the store policies and force staff to attend anti-discrimination teaching sessions and submit quarterly reports with an explanation of any business he would turn away. But he said he's not going to create new policies. The old ones are sufficient. To quote him, he says, "My God is bigger than any bullies they've got. I don't worry about it." And then he mentioned his 87-year-old mother and says she's not planning on being rehabilitated in her views.
Well, that is probably absolute for sure. Did not one of the mothers write an article about this situation?
Well, that's true. Actually, this was ruled on by a judge back in December and then upheld by Colorado Civil Rights Commission last week. And after the judge's ruling in December, she wrote an article that appeared on the ACLU website. And she says she just celebrates the decision. Now, I appreciate a mother's unconditional love for her son, and he did care for her when she went through a bout of cancer about 10 years ago. So it's a close relationship. But this is really an over-the-top praise for the son's marriage to quote her, to the love of his life. And this was something that was shameful in previous generations for most people.
Yeah, it certainly was. What about the fact is this is not only happening in Colorado, as we've been talking about, and it's not that only type of business, a bakery. It's happening in other locations, isn't it?
Right, that's true. Last year there was an Oregon bakery, and now they're found guilty of violating civil rights laws, and they're facing thousands of dollars in fines. Also last year, there was a photographer in New Mexico who was charged with violating the state's human rights laws. And then there was also the Washington State Attorney General filed lawsuit against the florists for the same reasons.
How may some of the Christian ministries be affected? What are the implications especially those things that are concerning gay rights activists?
Well, when you look at businesses run by Christians, it seems to be a settled issue that they are not going to be able to turn away business. But in general, I think ministries are protected by doctrinal statements and position papers, and I think every ministry needs to take a look at that and write something into their statements of faith so that they're protected. But if any of them are doing business with the public, any of them that might provide services to the public in any way, I think they're open to these anti-discrimination lawsuits as well.
Talk to me, David, about the entire homosexual issue. It's picking up a real steam. The last couple of weeks, it seems like it's really intensified, not just on business issues, but in culture, and not here just in the United States either.
Well, you know, I do research and watch a lot of news every day just to stay on top of these issues. And just in the last couple of weeks, I'm running into multiple stories, even on a single day. Just today, there were two stories that came out, one about a Southern Baptist pastor in California who says he changed his views after his son came out, and it's causing a church split. And then there was a New York City pastor of a Hillsong church refused to take a public position in a Huffington Post interview. And then, you know, I travel the world a lot, and I'm seeing this everywhere, especially in the Far East, like the Philippines. It's just unbelievable what is going on in countries like that.
Well, Christians are facing some serious persecution where there hasn't been much right up until today. We'd better get ready for this that's ahead.
Well, I think you're right. I think we're moving toward more discrimination lawsuits and discrimination against Christians themselves. I think we're looking at possible financial judgments. And I would say we're even moving toward imprisonment as hate speech laws are being enforced and come into more effect. You know, even the Colorado and Oregon bakery owners said they received death threats against themselves and their children. And, you know, Bill, about a month ago or so, 2 months ago, Bill Maher, the comedian, who's one of the most anti-Christian people on the face of the planet, actually said there's a gay mafia. So it's everybody realizes what's going on.
Well, you say a gay mafia. I was just thinking as I was listening to you respond to my last question, that indeed these are radicals. They're very aggressive. They're not just sitting back. They're taking the battle to the marketplace, are they not?
Yeah, they are. And I don't think we've seen the end of what's going to happen. As you said, it's picking up steam, and with multiple reports every day, I think it's actually going to turn into a dangerous situation, possibly, and definitely Christians are going to be put into some very difficult positions.
Does it look like, since there are so many high-profile personalities, including our president and our vice president, who are coming out in favor of gay marriage, allowing that to happen, that these homosexual activists are filling their oats and starting to get more intense than they have in the past? You think that's the case?
Well, I do. For example, there's a musician who is coming out in the next week or so with a documentary about a well-known musician growing up gay in Mississippi. And it is a movement. It's a push toward changing culture.
You know, we've been talking about the implications of aggressive activities by the sodomites, and I refer to them as sodomites instead of homosexuals. Homosexual, not a biblical word as I understand it, but sodomy, dating back to the times of Sodom and Gomorrah, when the Lord destroyed two communities because of their fornication. And fornication in God's word is talking about any sexual activity the Lord disapproves of. But as I look at the prophetic scriptures as well, David, there are some implications for the end times.
Well, you're absolutely right. I can think of three things real quickly. Paul in Romans lists this homosexuality or sodomy as the ultimate end of the downward spiral of cultures. And there's a pattern in the scriptures that indicate that since this is worldwide, we may be approaching, maybe a sign of the approaching end of this era, this dispensation. Also, as Christians oppose the cultural changes, we're going to be increasingly marginalized. We're going to have less influence and being able to have less restraint on evil and the persecution as it centers on the these LGBT circles. And then the third thing I would say is the world is being prepared on every front to fully embrace the Antichrist and his government and religion, geopolitically, technologically, economically, religiously, you name it, it's being set up. And we know that from Daniel, one of the characteristics he ascribes to the Antichrist seems to be that he will be a homosexual in Daniel 11:37. So he may be actually embraced because of his sexual preferences and maybe even cement the global legal network to imprison people who oppose it.
You know, Luke 17:28 says, "As it was in the days of Lot, so it shall be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." And sodomy was the issue in the days of Lot. David James is a man who does much research. He's a well-read individual. He's an author, and he's our friend and broadcast partner right here on Prophecy Today. David, thank you so much for doing the research. We need to keep these issues in front of the body of Christ so we can discuss them in light of what the Bible has to say. Appreciate your help in doing this.
Glad to help any way I can, Jimmy.